We all have stories from our childhoods. What is your favorite story or memory from your days in school?
In English school, in my English school,
Yes.
I loved singing when I first started out, when I was a little girl, and all through my other classes. A lot of singing, a lot of hands-on, and working on numbers and things, manipulatives, all these things that you can do with your hands, you know, and learning new things. A lot of singing. And poems.
Were there any poems in particular?
I love the rhyming ones a lot. And I still, I, we, that's how I learned a lot to the poems, the Christmas plays, the holiday plays. They always have things like that in them and special days. And that's what made my school more exciting. It's doing things and going outside and looking at plants, doing the different seasons, learning about the things that are out that time of the season, you know.
What did you learn from your parents or community that you were not taught in school?
Well, I've learned how to go out fishing, how to, I used to help my mom with the net. Watch out for the birds that get in the way and go fishing with her and dad and picking out the right wood for the fish that you're smoking. It's got to be cottonwood from the beach and cleaning our, it was the highest point when we start cleaning our smokehouses and spring when we're ready to make dried fish and smoked salmon and putting gravel, new gravel, take the old gravel if we had to and put new gravel into the floor of our smokehouse and wash the hangers and set them all up and get the cutting area ready and start working. But working with a group of kids, there was always a group of us. So we had to take care of them until they, and we had no plants, so we had smoke and, you know, it was good. Those are the little things that I did with them and learned how to do that. And picking berries and making a garden and making jams and packing them, putting them away, gathering and putting them away, and walking to all the land to pick up certain things. And we knew where they were because mom took us around, mom and our aunts are older sisters as a group. I don't know what else I'm missing. And gathering wood, gathering starters for a smokehouse. Okay, I'm not too much more. All these months we had to be really busy. It was a lot of things to do. We didn't have to be inside the house. We were out working all the time, preparing for the long winter. And how to speak my language a lot. That was my first language. And now it's connected to everything that are in the village. And my religion, that's the backbone of our growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And how they wanted us to behave and how we're supposed to be. Those were the things that began. Be good to others. We've taught in school too, but respect others, and especially our elders, help them. Can't remember. So many things got in my head.
Were you allowed? Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
Were you allowed to speak Sookstun in your school?
I did not hear Sookstun in our school at all.
Mm.
I think we're not allowed to speak it. But when we were at home, we tried to speak English, but it was kind of funny, went out of our mouths. So we kind of laughed at it. Last X, we say a word, because we were learning, and it was almost like the kids are speaking their, when they try to say their 16 words now, they kind of think it's funny, I think. They're scared to say them out loud. But we had to. We did not speak Sookstun unless we have recess outside, you know, when we're alone, because a lot of singing and all that was going on in our classroom, and we were quiet, and using text, and the teacher, first year, I remember, I was a kindergarten officer, when they explained, second grader maybe, they explained everything on the board, and there's so many of us, and they tell us, okay, do this, do the English, and talk in English, and then when they came around to check on what we did on our textbooks, what we're supposed to write down or add or subtract, whatever, it was difficult, very difficult, because I got in trouble for that, for not understanding or asking questions in English. I did not. Those were the highest points of I was taken out to the corner. I had to stand there. The most embarrassing part for me.
Oh.
Little girl, you know.
Yeah, that's awful.
I didn't understand. I didn't ask a question. And these are the textbooks they were teaching from, and here were very new to us. I think they didn't understand, and we didn't understand each other that much. But other parts, I think, okay, we struggled real hard.
Mm.
And there was no Sookstun teacher and nobody there to, you know, translate that or give us their answers. They were expecting from us.
I'm very sorry to hear about that experience.
It was kind of difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Both parties, the teachers and us too, I think. Communication. But I don't know what else. There's so many.
Mm. What did you like about going to school?
Because we had nice big houses. It was a big building. And it had lights. Of course, we didn't have electricity. And it had bathrooms that were clean. I mean, mean, like real roomy. We didn't have that much room at all in our homes because there's so many of us. But it was, oh no, hard to explain to you. I don't know, I just enjoyed going to school. Just wanted to be with the other kids, I think. Also, because at home, it was ugly in your room. Big family. And we had nice breakfast. It was new to us too, like oatmeal, but I didn't care much for it either, but I don't know why. There might be a little snack or something. Something to drink maybe. I don't know.
And what did you dislike about going to school?
I can't think of it right now. Well, hardly remember anything about it, but I did want to wanted to learn different things. I really enjoyed it. But being afraid of making a mistake after what happened, because we did not communicate that good or understand each other that much, the teacher, and we couldn't speak enough that way either.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What do you like about the schools in your community today?
Jeez. I think learning the outside world and how to prepare, if anything, you know, like if there's some kind of when you're moved somewhere, you gotta remember to follow the rules of other places, like how to prepare, how to survive in a city or all these things, the ones you learn, use some of these things that I learned at home, and I used it when I went out to the city. Like how to use the bus and all that. How to save things like that. Prepare, I think it's mostly like that. But to prepare to be in another different big world. All the things that a few little steps at a time we learned when we're in the village. I can't explain that part. It's kind of a big issue there, and I had to move off to the city. It was kind of scary, but I got used to it. Make friends, make choices with friends, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's what it prepared me to. How to prepare, or how something that you learn as you make. You'll always be the first of my life.
And do you think that the school right now is preparing students in your community for that?
Some, I believe. I think they're preparing them with computers and all that. But there's some other things they got to prepare themselves as a, not on the computer thing, you know, have to be. Because a lot of them will graduate and they will be home. They wouldn't go out. I think they have to prepare them to know who they are and love themselves, who they are. They are super, you know? As long as you know who you are, I think that's what makes us okay, because I'm sure Mom and them really put that in us, that made us realize we are who we are. I mean, on the positive side, on the positive side. How to survive. I think that's the biggest part, to communicate, survive, and experience in a good way. I don't know, it's just the core inside of us, it's got to be, how would you explain? Of who you are. Don't be ashamed of who you are. You can be native, you can make mistakes, you can talk like English people and all these things, and you can do things like that. So preparation is taking all kinds of things, learning different kinds of ways of living in somewhat comfortable way.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. What other concerns do you have about the school in your community today?
You know, before our parents were, it was our, when we go home, it was the suction. You turn into a suction, right? Of who we are. But if I was, if these kids, I mean, now the parents are, there's a gap where the parents didn't learn how to speak English and all these things, what we learned when we were younger. I'm not saying they're that, but they, I want them to learn. There was a gap there that they didn't learn super, so it's like we were in two schools, right? We're at home, and we spoke Sioux, and we are free to do anything to do with our culture. Then when we get to school, it was different. It was just English. English, history, English, everything English. It didn't give us time to learn about the history too much, what happened. I mean, they never mentioned it. It was never mentioned much at all. But at home they did, but a lot of English in school. So that was missing, and I would like to see it come out and be taught more. We need more people to go in that field and teach.
Yes.
The culture of who they are, so they can be confident. They'll have that self-esteem they have inside. What was the question? I'm sorry, I'm wondering.
No, everything you're sharing is so important, so thank you. The question was about what concerns you have about the school in your community today.
If we can have more of the people in the village come and teach the histories or what experience they have. To learn the Sioux language, keep it alive, and our ways. The kids know how to survive. They can go out and get all this stuff, but there's some things we have to remember. There's respect of to follow the rules, to all these things we have to go through, the steps of being who we are, the steps. The most important thing out is to show them who they are, and the cultures being taught in school too. I know being a teacher as one Tuxedan teacher was, it's kind of hard at times. In a little room, I think that's one of the hard ones, to let these kids feel good about themselves, feel good about what they're learning. Not be more respectful on that area, and confident. People getting involved, more people, village people being more involved in that, but we have to sign in and everything, or wait at the office to wait until they show, the students shows up. We can't go into after whatever happened in other countries, you know, and go into the classroom.
Do you feel welcomed in the school?
Just in the office. I know some of the teachers, and they wave, and, you know, when I pass by on the going in and out, and if you got to have an appointment or all these things, all these things. Like it's isolated, very isolated. But that's their rules, you know, they got to go by that rule. But if we can have more people go in there from the village and teach these, or more help for with them. They need more help. One teacher cannot do it like a Tuxedan teacher can't do it alone either. We need more people that are active, you know, speak English. I mean, speak Tuxedan. So they can't be ashamed of who they are. It was the same long time ago, you know. Couldn't go into the theaters or drink water or sit in the right place. So that's what I think pulls some people down to some. So I want them. That's the most highest thing. And expect, well, you have high whatever for the student, even though what they, how they, how the grades fell, how they didn't do in one of the teacher's classrooms, doesn't mean they're going to be like that with another person with a different ways of approaching it, you know.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
Wanting them to learn or do the work if they do it in a positive way, if they approach it in that, you know, have confidence in them, self, and they will stick to their words, whatever. I don't know if I'm making sense.
Yes, you are making sense. Thank you for sharing. The next question is, what challenges do you see Native students facing in your community today?
Can't think of, there's so many. different kids I know with different things. I think if you praise them and guide them, you know, to be what they want to do and help them, coach them, that's what I needed. That's what I'm sure they need to make them feel good of who they are. There's going to be hard times to explain to them, but they just don't give up on them. Whoever their teachers are. But a lot of people I knew, they, I just stick with the good. I mean, when they're treating me nice, I usually stick with them when I was growing up. And I think I just talk to anybody, that's why. Too talkative. You know, it's small. Get in trouble, but I did okay. But it's just being coached in a positive way and maybe a little bit, they call it tough love, right? But they're. Explain to them and let them feel good about who they are and if they, how they accomplish something, they will have faith in them. Things like that. Just bring their goodness. That's their power. Explain it to them in a good way.
Yes, every child deserves to be believed in. Do you have any suggestions for improving education in your community?
This is English, right? Some kids, they say they have to wait for the other group, you know, when they go way ahead of them. And they get bored. I don't know how that can be helped. And they need to be helped. There's something about, like I keep repeating this, is I had village come in and help the kids out, you know, to go forward. Notice the older people don't usually go into schools anymore, and when they were there, they were helping these kids, you know. They feel comfortable. If you have somebody from the village, they feel more comfortable, I'm sure. Even with the teacher there, you know.
Yes.
There's so many things. A person's got to be built to do what they have to do. In a good way. In a tough way, you know, doesn't matter as long as everything comes out okay. But then try things out. Trials and errors are always, you know, because they're worn out.
Is there anything you would like to see taught in school that is not currently being taught?
It's kind of a hard answer, but I think more likely it would be traditions and other stuff too. I don't know. There's so many things. I wish we had people come down and learn the history. I think they don't teach that history part, and being alone in the Sukhta room, it's hard to teach them because you're teaching them Sukhta, and a whole bunch of kids, different levels, go in a small place. It's a small room. But anyway, the history would be great, and all these Angsa and all these things they need to know about.
Yeah, yes.
How would you title that?
Maybe Sukhyak History?
History, Alaska history, especially in their areas too, you know, that would be more important for them to find out about themselves, where all this is coming from, you know, all these permanent funds and how it started, and all these things are very important, and I'd like to see them learn more about them, and somebody come in and teach them also, maybe, at times. I don't know what else, what other ones.
Well, thank you for sharing that.
And how to survive in other, like, cities and all that. That is very important that they know how to get around. And how to survive and all that. These important things, what we have to know when we get out of here. Sometimes when we go out of the village into the city, what to ask for, what to find, and what to use, and all these things, how to do things, how to ask these things, what to look out for. There's so many things. I'm sure they know some of them, but just to prepare. And educate them on that area. But let them not forget who they are. They're going to go off course.
That's wonderful. Thank you for sharing. It definitely connects with our next question, which is, do you feel like your local school currently promotes the culture and history of the Sukhyak people?
Somewhat, but it needs to be more information and more things talked about Alaska and their home. I mean, who they are, and, you know, all those things. The backgrounds, and I don't know. I want to see more of it being taught in school. I mean, to teach this lesson, maybe invite people to come in and share from other places that know about it. Alaska people and the village. And, I mean, thoroughly, not just one day thing or 1 hour thing. Sometimes people come in and teach for 1 hour, a continuation of what they're teaching.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you again for sharing. And our last question is there anything else that you would like to share about education in your community?
The education of our community, or the, how, say that again?
We just want to know if there are any other thoughts that you have that you would like to share about education in your community.
I think I shared a lot of them, almost all of them. But anyway, I'd like the continuation of the Schuchten language and traditional values and beliefs and all those, if they can kind of put them together with what they're learning, how they are alike with each other, with the other cultures also, you know. Ours might be a little different, but they have the same meanings in a lot of ways. Values. To share with others. And continue on, like, survival skills and all these things. Like, this happened, you know, where we can't go to the stores anymore, something like that. It taught us to make more things from the land. I think we were slacking and our traditional thing, our traditional food and all that, back to our own ways, like medicine, from learning more about it and talking about it and using it more from the land and the food, how we used to put them away, and it showed all these things were coming back. Because you can have planes or other people or doctors into the village. So all these things, what happened was it's a big learning thing, or doing it all over again. Like when we didn't have electricity, when we were younger kids, that's how our ways were. So educate them, have more camps to teach them how to survive in wilderness or out in the waters, or how to know how the weather's gonna be, you know. Study, observe, because a lot of things were observed a long time ago, because we didn't have books to read all the time, or it was more of a outside observations and how people work, and we have to learn how they're doing these things, how they're putting away the foods and how to go into the wilderness and what to expect from the poisonous things that you got to watch out for, or the animals. Oh, I don't know. Those are my highlights. But got to also prepare to, like, filling out papers, be on time with them, and, you know, ask questions to anybody. Don't be scared. Nothing's gonna happen. Just ask questions and talk to each other. Communication. Communication is the biggest thing, too. And take care of ourselves. To stay away from the sicknesses, or try to take care of our, I don't know how to say it, but how would you say? Cleanliness and one of those things. I mean, how to be when you have a cold, there's things like that.
Mm.
Like other cultures, like other things we learn. 2, 3, 4 different types of ways. Like that's it.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing. And if you think of anything else that you'd like to share or are willing to share with us, please don't hesitate to give me a call or send me an email. We really, really appreciate you sharing with us.
I think the most important thing also is not to forget our religion. And that's the very top thing we had when we were kids. And it made us more aware of a lot of things. How to help each other, how to respect all these wonderful things that they guide us. So that's why I said at the beginning, the root, the biggest part in our lives. Who we are in the soul. Teaches us how to be respectful and help each other and not to have to be paid sometimes, because they used to tell us if we help others, we'll be lucky or something. You'll get luckier. It'll come back. It'll come back at you. Okay, that's enough, I think.
Thank you again so much.
All right.